Great, so I have the pleasure to introduce Cedric, and Cedric will tell us what he, like he said, like, okay, who invited the intern on stage? Because he worked at Red Hat for more than 3 years, or 3 years as intern, now he's full-time there, but he's presenting something that he built during these 3 years and after. And the stage is yours.
Awesome, yay! thanks guys. So, my name is Cedric Clyburn, and actually first and foremost I want to give a big thank you to the organizers and all you for being here. We couldn't be possible without the, you know, the community, so big round of applause for the organizers. I'm a first time attendee and first time speaker here at FOSDEM, and really excited to share with you the session on building AI applications from your local machine using an open source project called the Podman AI Lab. And unfortunately, my co-host Devon, which is the PM for the project, couldn't join us today, but I'm sure he's watching. Hello. Hello. So let's go ahead and hop in. So today's schedule, we've got a lot to cover, and I'm glad that Eric kind of was before me talking about containers and talking about AI, because it's a perfect match. We're going to introduce Podman as a container engine and Podman Desktop and show you the Podman AI Lab and how it solves a lot of the challenges that developers like myself have faced when trying to build applications with AI models and take those applications and move them to a production environment. So we're going to have a couple fun demos. We're going to look at different use cases, open source, and open weight models as well, and do a final creme de la creme of adding AI to an existing application. If you want to check out the slides or try Podman Desktop, feel free to. But without further ado, I want to introduce some friends here. These are the seals that make up the Podman and the Podman Desktop project. And recently, it was accepted into the CNCF as a sandbox project. Just last week, they approved it, so that's very, very exciting. They had a long night yesterday. This guy in the top right was at Delirium Cafe until like 4. And you know, they're big fans of FOSDEM as well. If you haven't used Podman before, Podman is an open source container engine. It's open, extensible, and it's daemonless. So instead of a client-server approach where you have a daemon running in the background, what happens is you do a fork exec. That child process then becomes the container. And because of that, you can run containers in a non-root fashion by default, so it's a great way to use container technology in large organizations, for example, and it's open source, and it works with OCI images, containers, volumes, registries. There's a little bit about the differences between, say, for example, Docker, if you've used that before. And if you want to learn more about it, on the left-hand side, there's a 10x engineer, really smart guy, tell my boss, who made a video on it. So you can learn more online if you haven't tried out Podman. But Podman Desktop is this visual graphical interface for working with containers, for working with Kubernetes, and as we're going to see today, for working with AI models and applications. And it's made for deploying to Kubernetes. So you can spin up a local kind or a mini kube cluster, or you can connect to your kubeconfig and deploy something straight to your cluster without having to leave your container development environment. So it's very easy, and it's all open and extensible by default. And it's built on a really nice stack. So you've got Svelte and Tailwind on top of Electron, so you could use it Mac, Windows, Linux. Now recently for Mac, we were using libkrun to enable GPU pass-through, so you can use Llama CPP with like Vulkan and make those API calls to use the GPU for model inferencing, so that's very exciting. Now, the main focus of the talk is transitioning to this new era that we're all living in, which, as you can see from our lovely little mascot, is the world of AI, which for me, in the past few years, was kind of daunting as an application developer myself. Because I would be talking to the data scientists on my team, trying to see what they were working on, and they would send me a Jupyter notebook, and I didn't even know how to open it. But now things are a little bit different, and we've got all of these open source tools and technologies that we've talked about today to spin up a local AI model as an API and make those requests without even having to need Wi-Fi. So I think it's amazing, and it all starts with enabling developers to use models from their local machine. there's a lot of benefits because, for example, we could run an AI model as a service just like we would with a database, like a test container, for example, and we have control over that model, right? So no data is leaving our local machine, but also this is completely for free, and this is amazing. The Podman AI Lab is what we're taking a look at today. It's an open source project, and it's an extension of Podman Desktop so that you can have an environment to develop applications that use AI and run it all in containers so that when you want to move to a development or production environment on Kubernetes, everything is running with the same predictability that you would have throughout the process. So I think it's cool. And as a developer, it can kind of feel overwhelming to start working with AI, right? You might be looking at different AI models. You might have picked one, and then bam, there's a new DeepSeek that's out and released the next day, right? So we want to have a little bit of predictability and standardization, right, with working with models, and that's the whole ideation and prototyping phase. But then you have to add things on, connect with services and data sources with RAG or Agentic to connect to APIs and chain things together. So it can seem overwhelming, but we want to kind of make it easier for developers like me and you guys to try out prompts and to build applications and run models. And so the extension